Arizona voters headed to the polls this week for that state's primary election, where Republicans nominated a slate of candidates who continue to reject or cast doubt on the results of the 2020 presidential election, underscoring President Donald Trump's enduring influence over the state's GOP there. Congressman Andy Biggs won the Republican nomination for governor, defeating fellow Congressman David Schweikert, a longtime Trump ally and former chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Biggs has repeatedly challenged the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Here's Andy Biggs speaking to supporters on election night.
And as we unite and we go out and we work super hard, I have every bit of confidence that we're going to win. We're going to get our message out, our message of restoring the American dream to Arizona, our message of affordability. We have a governor that's taken us from one of the most affordable states to one of the least affordable states.
Biggs will now face Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, who has frequently been the target of election fraud claims from the political right. Before the polls closed on Tuesday, Hobbs criticized Biggs for refusing to accept the results of her 2022 election victory.
Andy Biggs has spent years undermining confidence in our elections. He still denies the outcome of the 2020 election and refused to certify Arizona's electors, and he still won't admit who won the 2022 governor's race. I'll save him the trouble. I did.
Republican voters also nominated State Representative Alexander Colladin for Secretary of State. Colladin, an attorney who represented several of Arizona's so-called, quote, fake electors following the 2020 election, would oversee the state's elections if elected. He'll face Democratic incumbent Adrian Fontes, who has repeatedly defended Arizona's election system against false claims of widespread voter fraud. In another closely watched statewide race, Arizona Senate President Warren Peterson won the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Voters also selected nominees in Arizona's open 1st Congressional District, a suburban swing seat centered around Scottsdale. Republicans view the district as one of their top opportunities after Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton announced he would not seek re-election. Former NFL kicker Jay Feely won the Republican nomination, defeating former state representative Joseph Chaplick after securing President Trump's endorsement. He held a narrow lead over Marlene Galan Woods, though that race had not yet been called as ballots continued to be counted. It was also a notable night for progressive Democrats. Representatives Adelita Grijalva and Elizabeth Lee both won their Democratic primaries after refusing contributions from the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC, a position that became a defining issue in their campaigns. Once considered a reliably Republican state, Arizona has become one of the nation's premier battlegrounds, with statewide races often decided by very thin margins. President Trump quickly claimed credit for the Republican victories on his social media platform Truth Social. The results suggest Trump's endorsement remains a powerful force in Arizona Republican politics, but some GOP strategists have warned that continued focus on grievances over the 2020 election could alienate independent voters in a state where general elections are often decided by just a few thousand votes. Democrats currently hold the governor's office, both U.S. Senate seats, and several other statewide offices, setting the stage for another fiercely contested election this November. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Teresa Wiersbianska.